Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If you are a football fan, this weekend, starting tonight, is going to be for you Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Yeah, all the way through to midnight Sunday, just about here. A lot of big games, NFL, high school, college football. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hewitt. It begins tonight with the Quitting versus Swampers down in Stinky
all
Town.
All gas, no brakes.
And Hugh had predicted a tie, or is rooting for a tie, rather, in this game. Not predicted, but rooting for a tie, because he can't bring himself to root for the men who wear the star, and he can't bring himself to root for the flower hat people. I get that. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Hugh. I mean, I respect that.
Yeah, I'm in a bad spot.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah, it's really hard. Look, you know, there ain't no love in Atlanta for the Cowboys either. I mean, for us old school Falcons fans, I mean, Drew Pearson still lives in my head.
Yeah, but between the two, I'm pretty sure everybody rooting for the Cowboys tonight. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah, I mean, given the choice between the two, I mean, yes, we'll root for the Cowboys over the Swampers. We'd root for North Korea over the Swampers. I mean, come on, stop. I mean, anybody with them. I got a text here earlier in the show that I was going to mention about this when I brought it back up, but from my friend Howard. He said, "Why are you guys fighting this morning?"
We're not fighting. We're just disagreeing.
That's what I said.
We're just strongly disagreeing.
Y'all fighting, man. Go ahead and call the Wilderness.
We ain't fighting, man.
No, I mean, Abe is, but that's the natural state of Abe. I mean, I get that. I mean, okay. But it's not fisticuffs.
See,
John,
you got him started.
You're poking the bear, John. You're poking the bear.
You got that man
started. It's not even fisticuff Friday.
It will be tomorrow. I mean, we might as well start the weekend off right.
Right.
We want 3 days of fighting, though, man.
Throwdown Thursday, followed up by fisticuffs Friday. Let's go.
WWE on the radio.
Down Saturday.
I really want Dallas to win, and that really is odd, because I don't think, how often do I actually root for the Dallas Cowboys? Never. But tonight, I ain't got no choice.
Does your mom, the preacher, root
for
Dallas?
You have a choice, John. You could also pull for a tie.
No, I mean, a tie didn't do me no good. I need Swampers to lose.
Doesn't your mom, the preacher, root for Dallas?
Yes, she's a gigantic, she lives in Dallas, in the Lakewood area, if you know anything about Dallas, where Abrams and Mockingbird are in that area of town. And she's been there, and she's a gigantic Cowboys fan. Look, my mom is a priest. That doesn't make her perfect. I mean, she's a human being.
You managed to insult the Cowboys and God in the same sentence, John Freaky.
I'm going to lay out on that one.
Well done.
I didn't say anything about that. I mean, I'm going to see her in about 12 days from now. I'll be in Dallas. Catch that big bird there. I'll be there in the second week of December. Spend a few days with my mom.
Oh, wait, you're leaving then?
Hold up, you got vacation?
Someone's going to have a rough week.
I'm just taking three days off. Oh, everybody going on vacation.
Yeah.
Except not everybody, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, me and you will be here.
Morning show with John and Oren. I mean, Hugh and Oren.
You know
what you want to talk about, Hugh? Man, I don't
stuff.
Know. What you want to talk of? Stuff.
You want me to call in from the Caribbean?
Are you going on a cruise?
You going on the Dog Nation cruise?
No, I'm not. I wish. I'm still talking with Mike Griffin.
Don't be mad on vacation.
Hold up. You going on the cruise still?
The plans are still being made. We checked
that
officially
Omicron,
this morning.
That Omicron ain't going to get you. You ain't worried about that Omicron.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
It just got real when
you
I said it.
You make it sound like a Transformer.
The Omicron. Omicron. Oh, it's going to get you.
We're following reports. We're seeing what's going on.
Somebody call it Omicron?
I called it Omicron.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, that does sound like a Transformer. I had thought about that.
Omicron?
The Decepticons or the Omicrons. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
I hope you get to make it on the cruise, man, because I know, like, you didn't make the Vegas trip.
You cannot go on the Dog Nation cruise. That is
not
going to happen.
No, he didn't make the Vegas trip.
That's true.
Abe has been trying to go on vacation, take big-time vacations for, like, the last
two years. The Vegas trip hurts because that was supposed to be a birthday thing.
Yeah.
Like, never been to that. That one hurt.
But you've been to, 12 weddings, I mean, for crying out loud.
Ain't the same.
None of them mine.
They all were in D.C.,
Yeah, they were in D.C.
Who wants to go to D.C.?
12 times.
I actually like D.C. I lived there for a
while. Yeah, do you like going to D.C. 12 times?
I went twice.
Ain't nothing wrong
12.
With D.C., but I don't want
to. I would go to D.C. 12 times if I had 12 open bars.
You're just talking about vacation, though, D.C.?
It wasn't even vacation. You're in and out.
I mean, D.C. is nice. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful women in D.C., but it's cold now in D.C. I wouldn't want to go there now.
I just got a glimpse of what the Dog Nation cruise with Abe would be like. And
yeah,
it would just be
Gator
him and
Dog
Mike.
Nation cruise?
It'd be him and Mike Griffith just arguing, tossing back drinks and arguing with each other like 23 hours out the day.
No, first of all, I'd be awake for 23 hours. I like Mike. I think we would get along tremendously.
You're a Gator. Yeah.
They don't need to know that, John. Stop saying that out loud.
Yeah. You know,
there's still a chance
Abe
I could go.
You have to go ahead and, establish what your fandom is before you get on the boat, Abe. They're going to make you declare it.
Yeah.
If you come in the country, what do you declare? Well, I guess I got to I'm a Gators fan.
We just say go Dogs.
Yeah, that's fine.
Go Dogs.
Abe Lucid in Nassau in the Bahamas. Well, that would be interesting pictures. You got to take pictures. You got to have somebody give somebody your phone, Abe.
So what you leaving out, when you go on the cruise, you're leaving out of Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess
they will
sense,
have an NFL draft party on that cruise,
too. You wouldn't
want
to go up to New York.
Stop for a second. The Dog Nation cruise is going to have an NFL draft party.
Leave out of Chattanooga?
You can leave out of Alabama?
Nothing wrong with leaving out of Chattanooga. You take the Tennessee River. You just, follow the river.
I've taken a cruise out of New Orleans before.
Yeah
that too.
Some of them leave from up north in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Part of that Navy.
That's on the water, though.
NFL draft party on the cruise with Abe. Letting Abe loose at an NFL draft party?
You don't want to be near me. You don't want to be near me when the Falcons make their pick because I'm going to be furious.
Oh, you suck.
I'm going to be absolutely furious.
He'd be too drunk. He probably won't even make it to the Falcons.
He's going
to
be so
furious. I won't make it? Because we're drafting so late in this stupid draft because we keep winning games.
That's what I'm saying. You would be drunk. You'd be drunk.
And by late, he means like eighth.
No, I bet you we don't draft eighth.
He'd be wherever they draft, he'll be too drunk to care.
Yeah, aren't there like three teams that have the top 10 picks? Like
the
Miami,
Jets
Philadelphia,
have two,
and the
Jets might have two of the top five, right?
Right.
And then the Eagles
Miami's
are going to have
like
three of the top 12 or something.
Yeah, it's just going to be like three teams that have all the picks. The Philly, the Jets, and Miami. I mean, they literally have like eight picks at the top
of
the
draft. You know who ain't got no picks?
The Jaguars.
The Rams. You ain't going to see them. You ain't going to see them on that Thursday.
You won't see them for a long time. That Bob Miller thing ain't working out so well, is it? Yeah. We went out and spent all that money on Bob Miller. And the funny thing is about that, too, Hugh, is the Denver Broncos got hot.
Yeah, but they didn't have any picks before they got Von Miller, though.
By the way.
But they then also gave up some more.
Did you see the Troy Aikman cut from yesterday, what he said? What did
he say?
So a little something from the matchup this morning didn't get played. You guys remember a few years back when Philly signed like Vince Young and
the
Michael
Dream
Vick,
Team,
the Dream
I remember,
Team,
I was
yeah,
there.
The All Star Team. And it was
that
like,
team,
oh
right.
man,
yeah.
they're gonna do great things.
Yeah, Nandy Amos, yeah,
they sucked. Right. Yeah, Troy Aikman yesterday talked about how All Star teams aren't exactly quite what you make them out to be.
The All Star team, just I've never seen it work in the NFL. I know Washington tried it back in I think '99, and I've just never seen a team that really goes out and tries to put together this all-star team that can win a Super Bowl
and
have much success. And usually it unravels. And right now, that's kind of what's happening with the Rams. They just have not been very consistent.
No, yeah, he is. Did he pay attention to the NFL at all last season?
Great.
They brought in Gronkowski and Brady. They added Antonio Brown, who had a massive
– And Dominick Sue.
Did we not pay attention to the NFL?
And Dominick came back. What are you talking about?
Last year,
Tampa Bay is an all-star team.
Of course it was, John. It's a ridiculous statement.
But you know what? I think he was talking. Well, I guess that.
Oh, we get to pick and choose which teams fail.
You're
right. Because
he's never seen it work. What was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers worth the All-Star?
Because immediately when he said Washington, I thought about. I was thinking Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, that team.
That team.
Yeah.
That's like saying. Getting big threes together in the NBA never work because only one big three can win each year. Like, it's a dumb comment.
You know the only thing I can say about that? He must have forgot.
It was last year.
It's going on now.
It was 11 months ago.
Hey, and to be –
he's referencing 90s teams.
And to be fair, Tom Brady is on a different level. When it comes to
that's
like
that. You don't get to qualify
that's
that.
That's not relevant.
The Lakers winning with a big three doesn't count because LeBron's
better
than
good.
That doesn't matter.
It don't count.
Again, it doesn't.
LeBron totally. Is. LeBron
Steph,
is on
Clay, and Draymond, but they don't count because Steph is a whole
team. I'm with Abe on this one.
That's ridiculous.
As much as I hate the damn Cowboys, I'm up here dying on a hill trying to defend
Troy Aikman.
Damn Troy Aikman.
As if
quarterback, by the way,
we already know you hate.
As if Troy Aikman wasn't on an all-star team that was precipitated by a trade of Herschel Walker, right?
How the hell did I do this? How did I get here?
Well, I mean, I know they drafted the team, but still.
How did I get here?
You know why? Because it's the Throwdown Thursday. You wanted to be on the other side of me, and now you see where you end up. In the dirt, pulling for the Cowboys.
Wait, listen.
Howard, I told you, it's Abe's natural state.
Okay, well, I rescind my
Hey, John
comments.
Was on my side this time, though, so we're doing
yes,
well.
I was on your side.
I rescind my comments
you're right.
then, because I have no leg to stand on.
All right, back to rooting for a tie for you, Hugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
Did the Cowboys have a song like the Redskins? Did the Eagles have a song?
Eagles fight song, John.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, yeah, Corey, I guess I do.
I feel like you was taking a shot. I think you took a shot. You took a shot on
very,
the slide.
Very
see how you
jab
know?
There. He.
That's all right. That's all right.
Look, the,
I deserve
Eagles beat,
that.
Eagles beat the Falcons.
I did.
To you.
I did.
Eagles beat the Falcons 32-6. I got nothing to say.
I did try to defend Troy Aikman, too, so, you know, I deserve that. The hell was I thinking?
Will Carroll's coming up next on the morning show. We'll get with our injury expert and ask him about where the Hawks stand with all the injuries. Suddenly the shorthanded Hawks. We'll get an update on that. And ask him about whether or not we should be worried about the, you know, this latest COVID thing where Georgia State cancels the basketball game. We'll talk to him about that as we continue next with John and Hugh.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning show with John and Hugh. Will Carroll is such an injury expert that his Twitter handle is @injuryexpert. That's all you need to know. Author of the Under the Knife column, undertheknife.substack.com. And like Hugh and I, he is at work today. He has not been locked out. Will, what is up?
Will!
Yeah, not been locked out. That's going to be a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's potentially like it's going to be a mess. It definitely looks like it's going to be a mess. Well, I got a question for you.
Sure.
The Bogdanovich injury, is that like a regular ankle sprain or is that like one of them high ankle sprains?
It sounds like it's a regular actual ankle sprain, the one where we think of when you just roll over your ankle, you step on somebody's foot. Didn't see it, couldn't find exactly what it was, but all the discussion of it has been around, that they're going to reevaluate in 2 weeks. That means that there's swelling. There's probably some damage to the ligaments, but nothing ridiculous. The way to think about it is if you roll over your foot, like you're going towards the outside, rolling towards the pinky toe, That's a normal ankle sprain. I've heard people call them a basketball ankle sprain. Now they happen in every sport. If it rolls over the other way, if you're rolling over to the big toe side, that's where you start to see the high ankle sprain. And remember, the high ankle really isn't your ankle at all. It's the joint in between the two bones of your lower leg.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, the Hogs are shorthanded. I mean, you get, DeAndre Hunter out long-term, Bogey, and now Cam's got a wrist thing that, I mean, this team is, suddenly it's banged up. What's Cam's status?
This is a tough one. You know, a lot of times when you see wrist sprains, there's a reason for it. And nobody seems to know the mechanism of injury on this. You know, he had it, he came back, and then he was out in virtually the first quarter, early in the second. And they can't figure this out. And you would think, how did this happen? If we don't know how it happened, it must not be that serious. But there's so many things that it causes problems for. Obviously shooting, if that changes your mechanics even a little bit. We think a lot about mechanics when we're talking about baseball, in terms of pitching or hitting. But the fact is that shooting mechanics are even more difficult and need to be more repeatable. If you throw something off as complicated as a wrist, that can really throw things off. So this is problematic. And if he's having a recurrent wrist sprain, these are tough because wrists are incredibly complex. There's lots of tiny bones, cartilage, nerves, everything in there. And if something gets swollen and starts pushing things or impinging on other things, first, you're going to have pain. And second, you're going to change the motion. Add in the fact that you have to not only shoot, but dribble. You're doing a lot more with your hands than people think of in basketball. So this is one that could last a while. And we're going to really see the Hawks medical staff work here.
Talking with Will Carroll, he's our injury expert. I want to kind of go to two pieces of video and ask you about what you think. Tiger Woods. What you saw of that clip from him and then his news conference, what is your assessment, as to his viability as a player moving forward? Look, at his age, I don't think any of us expect that he's going to have, certain impact. He may never win another major, for example. But can he at least, play on the tour? Do you think that he's going to have the ability to be impactful? Because, I'm a gigantic Tiger fan. I'd like to see him back out there at some point.
I think we're going to see him at some point. It's funny, everybody's saying, he's too old to play. And I seem to remember Phil Mickelson, who's older, doing pretty well last year. But obviously, Phil didn't almost lose his leg. And we knew it was serious the way Tiger talked about it. I do think it was even more problematic than most knew. So I do think he'll be able to play. The way he was swinging, they showed him just taking a couple shots. No, that's not how Tiger Woods works. If he's taking a couple shots, he's taking a couple hundred shots. I think he'll get back out there. Whether he can play at a high level again, we just don't know. He's rebuilt his swing. He's done things we never thought we'd see. I think he's going to pick and choose exactly how he said that, he'll play the Masters and he'll play a couple more tournaments. And if somebody wants to write him a really big check, he'll play in Dubai or wherever. But we're never going to see him at the top. Can he win another major? Who knows? We didn't think he'd win a Masters again.
Will, it's funny. It feels like John Morant has been hurt quite a bit in his short career. But we saw him get hurt against the Hawks, and his coach said he will return this season. So what does this injury mean for his knee?
They're not saying. But the way he landed, the big worry was the MCL. And the fact that they're saying he's going to be back this season makes me think that's right. He's also had problems with his knees before, not this knee. He had meniscus problems and had some loose bodies inside the other knee. So, if you're seeing wear and tear on one knee, then odds are there's wear and tear on both knees. So it wouldn't surprise me if there were loose bodies in there. It wouldn't surprise me if there was significant meniscus damage that they're waiting to see whether or not they need to do surgery on, whether that's repair or removal. Morant has had some injuries. He's a very physical player. He's a very fast player. The thing you have to remember is the same way that we see in football, bigger hits, bigger guys, faster guys. The bigger, stronger, faster is in every sport. And with basketball, we're seeing the limits of that. These guys, I don't think people see it. It's the one thing I don't like about watching basketball on TV is you just don't see the physicality of the game as well. You don't see how much they, how high they jump, how fast they're moving, how quickly they stop. And those are the kind of things that really break a player down. So the fact that Morant is so freakishly athletic is actually working against him in this case.
Will Keller is our injury expert. Did you by any chance, if you haven't, I can send it to you. If you see the video of Ronald Acuna throwing this week by any chance?
I have seen it, and everything looked good. I was very happy to see that he's doing things. Unfortunately, he's locked out, and that's going to impact him and other players that are rehabbing because now he can't even talk to the team medical staff. Now, I don't know exactly who is managing his rehab, but, you know, this is going to be a tough situation. There are a lot of places that he can go, some great places around the country. He can certainly work with his doctor because that's a medical issue, but he can't work with a team doctor, which is going to be tough. Everything looks good so far, but the last thing I want is for this rehab to slow down or for him to have to change what's working. But certainly seeing him do anything is pretty good.
Yeah, and Mets fans, too, probably have to be a little concerned that Max Scherzer could throw his back out carrying his wallet.
Yeah, you know, he's going to have one of those Costanza wallets. You don't want to have everything thrown off. But, that's a pretty nice contract he got.
How worried should I be as a fan about the fact that now Mike McCarthy's not coaching tonight? We see a number of players who are out because they're testing positive. We saw a USC-Cal game that was has been now moved to this week, and they'll play that makeup game. Georgia State, Tennessee State postponed last night because of COVID. Washington and Arizona basketball game postponed because of COVID. We have the new variant that's been popping up and is out in California. How concerned should we be that, you know, we talked about this over the Thanksgiving holidays. Is that what we're seeing here, is the effect of Thanksgiving?
A little bit, yeah. The problem is that this seems to come in waves, and now we've got a new variant with the time where, you know, cold weather is hitting, people are indoors. The fact is, 99% of this is we get lax. We think, oh, I don't need to put my mask on to just run into the grocery store. I know these people, I don't need a mask. And it's just letting your guard down that little bit. If we do everything right, if we socially distance, if we wash our hands, we wear a mask, we're going to be safe in most cases. If we're vaccinated, it's going to be a shorter time to come back and less severe. So it's all things we can do. It's just tough to do everything every time because we all thought this was going to be a couple weeks, a couple months, and now it's going to be a couple years.
You know, the NFL has been awfully diligent because, especially right now, I mean, you are so concerned about, because the NFL rules, I'm right, Hugh, the NFL rules say that if a team has to gets the COVID, they have to forfeit, right? I mean, there's no makeup, right?
Yeah, and if you've seen, John, I think in some of the press conferences, guys are wearing masks now. They're wearing masks. They've beefed up the COVID protocols. You know, and even if you are vaccinated, you still got to wear a mask in the building or whatnot. So yeah, because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
And then we have more holidays coming up. I mean, we're in the throes of Hanukkah, and we've got Christmas coming
right
up
around
the
corner.
Yeah, right. And so it is the holiday season here. And we'll see how it kind of affects things. All right. Will, where can the fans find you?
You can find me on Twitter at InjuryExpert, or you can find me at my newsletter, Under the Knife, which is undertheknife.substack.com, and The Science of Baseball, coming out in late February.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for your book to come out. I'm anxious. I'm going to have to purchase one. Will you sign it for me? If I
absolutely
buy one? Okay.
Why ruin a good book though?
Well, I'm looking forward to The Science of Baseball by Will Carroll to be out in February. All right, so thanks much, Will. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one, Will.
You too.
We get into that area that we remind you of what he has to talk about today.
I remembered
in his world.
Yes, I got something that's gonna get us all paid. Just got to be able to part with your face. I'll tell you more about that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
End it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind
of Hugh Douglas.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
Quick question: how many of y'all in the room or listening to this show are willing to part with your faith? Like, how willing
like
are you?
Face off?
Well, yeah, how willing are you to part with your face?
Like, surgically? Like,
you're asking me to be in a bad John Woo film? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, how for your likeness.
First of all, John Freaky.
I mean, how much money are you willing to take for like your likeness?
First off, face off is overrated as a face.
My likeness. Hold on, guys. Hold on. My your, likeness
yeah,
or removing my face?
No, your facial likeness.
If someone thinks it's worth it, I'm open to offers.
Dude, listen. This
my face
the way,
is not worth much.
This is a way we can make some money.
Don't sell yourself short, Steve.
Check this out. There's a robot company coming out of Russia that's offering a person $200,000 to forfeit the rights to their face and voice to use in robot development. Basically, the company is known for producing hyper-realistic human-like robots. And in 2019, they had a bot that launched. It was called Android Robo C. It was a made-to-order bot that they could might be modeled after the appearance of anyone. This is the kicker. And next year, they're starting to roll out these robots that are going to be in airports and things like that are going to have realistic faces and they're going to have voices and everything like that. And the person is going to get $200,000.
All right.
For the person who is willing to transfer the rights to their face and voice forever.
Hugh Douglas, I have some questions,
yes.
As you might expect. When you say I give up my rights, they use my face and my voice, but I can also still use my face and my voice.
Well, I mean, it's yours. It's
so
yours, but you know,
until they
it's
lock
like
you
can,
in a room, Abe, forever.
But it's gonna be it's
which
gonna
we already
be used.
Tried to do. It didn't work.
Are these robots for personal ownership?
No, these are gonna be at airports and
I'm
kiosks
in.
And things of
sign
that nature.
Sign me up. Where
well,
we go?
Yeah,
there ain't any personal ownership because they're gonna be self-aware in a little while. So,
and also, it would make going to airports hilarious from now on.
Yeah.
Until the robots take control of the airports and we have to answer to them as our new overlords.
But no, no, I meant just like people thinking that I would be a robot.
And
I sound and look like
the
robots.
They're going to start supplying solutions to airports, shopping malls, and retail stores.
Y'all don't know what's happening
right
now. Like,
in the Middle East.
This is the start of a robot revolution. We start giving them our faces. And our voices.
Really
they start
surrogate.
Taking our
it's
lives.
Surrogates. Movie. Really
John and Hugh in the morning with four robots. Robot John, Robot Hugh.
Already.
Robot Abe, Robot Oren doing the show.
They have.
And we're offering some incubation to provide an energy for the robots like we in the Matrix.
No, y'all. Oren took it over. I'm talking legitimate details here.
This is a legitimate Abe Gordon? Is this legitimate what I'm saying?
No.
And this is the thing.
That's how the robots get us right there.
This is the kicker.
Radio World or South World.
This is the kicker. They don't care about your age, your gender, anything like that.
Of course they don't.
Because robots never age. But you have to have a pleasant face.
I think I'm out.
That might.
Yeah, I think Abe's out. I'm in.
I think the only person that could probably pull this off.
I'd be a great robot.
That would have both is probably John Freaky, though. Let's just be real.
I'm just saying, I'd be a great robot.
Because with all this facial hair that all three of us are sporting, we're pretty scary looking.
Would Robot John Freaky be the keeper of the Kool-Aid still?
Hold on.
Yeah. I'd probably be driving a bandwagon.
As long as you're not a Saints fan.
Hugh, for $200,000 and the use of my face, I would shave if they wanted me to shave.
Okay, you might.
I'd take the beard off.
But see, this is the process. You ready for the process?
Okay.
The process is creating a humanoid robot will include making a 3D model of the applicant's face and body.
Sure, easy enough.
Whoa, and body? What happened to face?
See, what I tell you, you're starting to lose me.
The price is going up.
What I tell you,
and
Abe,
you will also have to record about 100 hours of speech in order to provide material for the robot's voice.
That's fine. I don't care about that.
That's pretty cool, though. So you will be immortal, in a sense.
No, you'll be dead. The robot will be immortal.
Well, your likeness will be immortal, in a sense.
Well, no, these things are going to be obsolete in 8 years.
The robots would have built upgraded models to compete with the humans in the robot world.
You know what, people? This is why working with smart people, this is where it becomes a little bit of a problem.
Not smart. Listen, some dumb comments being made.
I'm just talking about 200K. That's all we're talking about. Just like holidays right around the corner.
Yeah,
I'm talking
but you're,
about
you're missing the point, though.
K.
No. Yeah, but it ain't 200K. If you're smart here, if I'm the, I could turn that 200K into 200 million. And the reason
y'all,
is
I didn't give y'all a simple way to get
I
want to
hear this.
Already trying to flip
I want to hear this. Please.
Oh no! I mean, you're going to start. You're going to start in at least one Netflix special with you and the robots. You know, I mean, you are going to be desired. You know, because there's stuff coming for you. I mean,
when I have to fight against your robot counterparts in the robot wars, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I could write a story about that.
Sad.
I mean, it'd be like some kind of weird.
I will have to kill you.
Will Smith film, right?
With my
I think, right?
I will have to kill you. Like, I'll be sad about it. But if it's either if it's me or y'all in the robot wars,
yeah,
I'm taking all y'all fools
out. Or let
out,
it be
man.
Known, if you're fighting Robot Abe, you're gone in very short fashion.
No,
yeah, because they gonna make. Well, what sort of human do you think you are? You could take on a robot.
Robot Abe is actually gonna.
This
be
isn't
a teleporter.
Boston Dynamics over here with the little dogs you can kick over.
Y'all wildin', man.
Just saying, man.
200K, though.
I would feel bad about it, but
I would
do
that. Matter of fact, Hugh, I wouldn't do it for 200K. I'd do it for a dollar because I think I could market that. I could turn that into a cottage industry that's going to make me a ton of money.
He just said you sell the rights. You're not getting any of that.
You don't understand contracts, Abe. The way you work this is, while you sell the rights, you go to them.
I don't understand robots.
You know, but you go to them and you work out a deal that sells the rights to them, and then there are, with an extension, that they get that you split, you do a 50-50 revenue split on anything above and beyond outside of.
John, they're trying to screw someone's life over for $200,000. You think they're going to go through all the trouble of these extensional contracts?
Yes.
No, they're just going to move on to the next idiot who'll do this. They're not getting into a legal battle over this.
It's not a legal battle.
Bring in Joe.
I'm going to broaden their horizons.
Bring in
here
Joe from
about,
New York and
see that they're not thinking
it.
About
this. They
are
not to avenge.
No,
all
they're
of
not.
Your debts,
I promise you, Abe. They're not thinking about the applications of this in terms of furthering it outside of whatever they're trying to
John,
do.
John, they're not just thinking about a lawyer reading paperwork. They're not doing any of that. They're moving on to the next guy.
Agreement.
Robot lawyers
or girl.
Don't operate on
oh my
paperwork.
God.
I guess I thought about it. I guess I just made it too simple because y'all show making it more
difficult. It's a Russian company.
Need to be.
Russian company.
200K.
On a Russian company, right? Yeah,
Now, see, now if it's a Russian company, that becomes a John Malkovich film. We've gone from like. Yeah, no, that's a Westworld.
Technically,
Will Smith,
Teddy KGB was not Russian.
I was just thinking about, I was just thinking about more so just getting the 200K and being happy that your face is going to be on
robots. Your debts, gentlemen, at the hands of our robot overlords.
Or have you seen the Boston Dynamics robots? Those are the most advanced robots we have.
And then took it somewhere else.
By the way, Abe is able to be hired by your parties is a lot of fun.
Viva la revolution.
I'm just excited. I thought about it more so from a standpoint of, you know, being immortal.
You can
be in airports all
immortal.
Over the place, and they'd be like, "Hey, that's your face, and your likeness, and
like
your
this,
body
you,
type."
You can rest assured that you won't be around, but your robot counterpart will not have bad knees.
It probably won't have any knees.
Well, I tell you, it don't have to worry about teeth falling out either, veneers or nothing like that.
Man, because all of its meals will be liquefied provided
and
in a tube.
Why would it need to eat?
Before I do all this,
what are you
I definitely
talking
have to
about?
They need to fuel up some sort of way, right?
Fuel and food are not the same thing. A battery is different than a barbecue.
Food is fuel. So
what's going to happen is the robots will eventually get a taste for blood.
Oh, my God.
They don't have taste buds, Oren.
How did we know that?
It's not a vampire.
Again, Abe,
it's
we're
a
talking,
robot.
We're talking
it's metal.
Like this is gonna. We're gonna start off with the simple, just like likeness and voice, and it's gonna become more advanced. Like, see,
you know what?
You don't give robots an inch and think they won't take a mile.
You know what the sad part about this is? It's
you're
driving the car. Tonight? No, people riding the car right now asking, "What the hell is wrong with us?" Like, seriously.
You know what the problem
stock
is?
Up your bunkers,
there are
people
listening who actually have taken either Orange side or my side in this ridiculous conversation.
Some people
stock
are
up your bunkers.
Listening to us right now, thinking like these
what?
Guys
hit
are
me
a bunch
up
of
at
idiots.
At Oren Romaine if you want to join my robot revolution.
If you're worried
revolution.
About the robots taking over, you think any man-made bunker you can come up with is protecting you?
At Oren Romaine,
no, but I think
any
bunker is protecting me.
Is my time up?
At Oren Romaine, hit me up. And we will.
According
we will
to Orin, all of
robot
our times
revolution.
Is up because the robots are coming.
Who? I'm talking about. I'll smash toasters. I'll smash blenders. Anything that has a plug not going to be
I can
around
think is
me.
Cleveland Robots is a better name than Cleveland Guardians. That's all I could get to.
And on that note, Hughes World was brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. The holidays are coming, and it's all good at the Georgia Hemp Company. They have locations in Woodstock, Decatur, and Sandy Springs. And they also have a full line of all your favorite CBD and hemp products like lotions and oils. Check out the GeorgiaHempCompany.com.
Go Cowboys.
Yeah, that was.
God, it hurts to say that.
No, I'm not saying that.
I know you're not. But I'll say it for you. Okay.
Robotic music.
Go. What is it? Quitting and.
Hey, all gas, no brakes.
All gas, no brakes.
All gas, no brakes, baby. Coach Quinn and the Dallas Cowboys are coming to a town near you.
I hope the Brotherhood lives for a night.
The Brotherhood. And embrace the suck, everybody.
Yep.
And embrace Andy Randy coming up next. Everybody have a safe and wonderful day. Peace.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.